The Prime Ministers of Britain and Spain have sent a letter to the Secretary General of NATO saying that the September 11th attacks show gaps in NATO's ability to fight terrorism. Defense ministers of the NATO countries meet in Belgium later this week with military reforms on the agenda. Some meetings will include NATO's new partner, Russia, which entered into an alliance with the organization last week. Commentator Joseph Nye says the new Russia-NATO Council should remind us of NATO's usefulness.
The country that NATO was established to counter during the Cold War has become, in effect, one of its strategic partners. Ironically, this is happening in a time when many in Washington question whether NATO is still relevant. I would argue that NATO is more relevant than ever, for several reasons. Europe is the one part of the world that equals the United States in economic size and sophistication. And Eastern Europe was a central ideological battlefield during the Cold War. Now NATO expansion serves as a magnet for the emergence of democratic governments there. Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic have already been voted in. Others are sure to follow when President Bush attends the NATO summit in Prague later this year. In times of ethnic conflict, NATO also plays a vital role in keeping the peace. Our allies provide most of the troops that have been stabilizing Bosnia and Kosovo. European diplomacy prevented ethnic conflict in Macedonia from erupting into a full-blown crisis. And because they train together, NATO countries can operate effectively even when some members are not officially involved. NATO did not run the Gulf War a decade ago or the Afghan campaign last fall. But the constant NATO planning and training meant that we could operate effectively together. Today, almost every NATO country has troops in Afghanistan. Finally, the war on terrorism requires coordinating intelligence, preparing defense against cyber attacks, and sharing successful techniques for homeland security. NATO provides a good framework for this coordination. Of course, NATO faces problems. The new relationship with Russia needs careful management. Our European allies need to spend more on secure communications, airlift, special operations, and their ability to thwart chemical and biological attacks. A decade ago, many predicted NATO would become obsolete with the end of the Cold War. On the contrary, it remains popular in all European capitals, and it is relevant to the new challenges. President Bush should remember that if NATO did not exist, we would need to invent it.
The comments of Joseph Nye, Dean of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and author of The Paradox of American Power, Why the World's Only Superpower Can't Go It Alone.